So today's daf, again, it's a long daf, and there's some intense sugyas here, but there's also a very, very well-known Gemara, and that's the Maisa with Talmai HaMelech. So just three ha'aras as it relates to today's daf. First ha'ara is actually before Talmai HaMelech. So the Gemara has been discussing the halacha of Svarim, Tefillin, and Mezuzahs, whether they have to be written dafke b'loshon HaKodesh, or whether they can be written b'chol loshon. Maybe even there's something special about the language of Yevanis. And the Gemara is discussing it in the context of what would happen if somebody writes Sifrei Tanakh in a language other than Lashon Kodesh. Would it have Kedusha? If somebody would write Tefillin and Mezuzahs in a language other than Lashon Kodesh, would it have Kedusha? This has sort of been the topic of the Gemara. There's a Gemara in the Sechta Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, "V'omer Rav Yehuda, omer Rav, Adam Harishon b'loshon Arami siper. Adam Harishon spoke Aramaic. Spoke Aramaic. How do you know that? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, 'V'li ma yokru rei echo kel me otzmu roshehem.' Okay, and who said this? Adam Harishon said this, and you see from that pasuk that Adam HaRishon spoke Aramaic. And the Gemara tells us the history of when Adam HaRishon said it. V'haynu d'amar eish lakish. Ma'idich siv, what's p'shar in the pasuk that says, Zeh sefer toldois Adam. Melamed she'ero HaKadosh Baruch Hu dar dar v'darshav. Dar dar v'chachamav. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam HaRishon toldois Adam. He showed him all the generations and everyone, all the leaders of those generations. Kivish gil darish Rabbi Akiva. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam HaRishon the generation of Rabbi Akiva, Samach b'teiras. He was very happy with the Torah. Couldn't believe. Wow, Rabbi Akiva. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu was impressed when he saw Rabbi Akiva. Adam HaRishon was also. But he got very sad when he saw the way he was going to be killed. Omar, and it was then that he quoted this pasuk. V'li ma yokru re'echo kel. So the Gemara says, Adam HaRishon spoke Lashon Arami. How do you know that? Because it says, V'li ma yokru re'echo kel. The Achrayim say, where do you see in that pasuk that Adam HaRishon spoke Lashon Kodesh? So they say it's based on our Gemara. Because the Gemara said that Mikra Shekosvei Targum, the Targum Shekosvei Mikra is possible. And there was a whole discussion in the Gemara, six different pshatim, what this Bryce is referring to. L'maskana, the Gemara came out with two Mahalchim. One of them was, it's referring to the Megillah. And what the Bryce is saying is, Megillah's Esther, if you take a word that's supposed to be written Mikra and you write a Targum, or if you take a word that's supposed to be written Targum and you write a Mikra, it's going to be possible. So the Gemara says, Megillah's Esther, my Targum Shakosri Mikra Ikka. Where do you have a word in Megillah's Esther that's written in Targum that you're telling me a Bryce that if you take the word of Targum and instead you would write in a Mikra, it would be possible? So the Gemara said, Tut Pshatim. Rapapa said, it says, Venishma Piskam Amelech. The word Piskam is a word of Targum. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, V'chol Hanoshim Yitnu Yikar Lebaleim. Yikar means covet, but it's an Aramaic word, says the Gemara. So say the Achroinim, you see the word Yikar is Aramaic. Adam HaRishon said, V'li Mayokru Reyech Okel. That's how Chazal knew that he spoke Aramaic, because Mayokru is the word Yikar, and Yikar is an Aramaic word. That's Pashup Shat. In this Gemara, Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, but I saw a Dover Nifla in the Margolis Hayam. He quotes the Sefer Birchas Aharon. So Birchas Aharon is a Sefer that was written on Masechta's Brachas. It was written by Reb Aaron Levine. Reb Aaron Levine was known as the Reisha Rav. So Reb Aaron Levine's father was Reb Nosson Levine, whose Shver was Reb Yitzchak Shmelkes, the Heilige Beis Yitzchak. So the Birchas Aharon, the Reisha Rav, was an Einikel of the Beis Yitzchak, and he wrote a Sefer Birchas Aharon on Masechtas Brachas. And he says over there, Toich Dvarav, in one of his pieces, if you want to look it up, the Sefer is written based on Oisis. So it's Ois Peites, Ois 89. So Toich Dvarav, he says something beautiful. He says that Adam HaRishon spoke Aramaic. How do you know he spoke Aramaic? He said, V'li mayokru reyech okel. And what was the context in which he said it? He said it when HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him dar dar v'darshav, dar dar v'chachamav. Kivin shigil adarish Rabbi Akiva, sameach b'teirasai, b'v'nesatze b'misasai. And his comment was, v'li mayokru reyech okel. So the Reisha Rav, Shtel Tzua Yerushalmi, in the 7th parak of Masechta Saita, the Yerushalmi says, Omer Rabbi Yonis in the base Guvren, Arbo l'shoinois, this is the theme of the daf, there are four languages that no'in l'shtamish behem o'olam, that are beautiful languages. There are four beautiful languages. Okay, the Eluhay, Laz, Greek, Lizamer, The Greek language is a very, very nice language for music. So if you're going to sing a song and you're looking for lyrics, if you take Greek lyrics, it's going to make the song knock a little bit better than if you're going to write the song in some other language. What came to mind was a Gemara Masechtes Chagiga Daf Tezvav Amid Beis. The Gemara talks about Acher, Elisha Bar Avuah, who had a terrible downfall. Elisha Bar Avuah was Ramea's Rebbe. And then at some point, he ends up becoming Acher. Unfortunately, he ends up doing terrible, terrible Averis. And the Gemara tries to understand the origin. What were in the roots and the of Acher that caused this to happen? So one pshat the Gemara says is Zemer Yevani loy posak mipume. He never stopped singing Zemer Yevani. So I always thought it was Greek music. It must have been nice music. It was probably the tune, but maybe this is a knetch. Zemer Yevani, based on this Yerushalmi, it's the lyrics also. The lyrics epis make the song knock a little bit better. But either way, Laz is the first language. It's Lazamer. Roimi lekarev. The Pnei Moshe says that for all Dvarim Shalahava, and the language of Roimi, Latin, that's the most powerful language. Sursi, which is Aramaic, is Le'ilya, is for kinnis. And Ivri, Lashon Ivri, is Le'dibur. If you want to give a speech, you want to talk in an articulate fashion, Lashon Ivri, that's the best Lashon. So said the Reisha Rav, Arba L'shoinois Noin L'shtamish Behen Oilam. Sursi, Aramaic, is Le'ilya. It's for kinnis, half of a fella. The Gemara says, Adam Arishan spoke Aramaic. How do you know that? Because he said, Veli mayokru reyecho keel. And what was the context? HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him, Dardar v'darshav, Dardar v'chachamav. Kivin shegilu darshav Rabbi Akiva. And then he saw Rabbi Akiva. And he was so happy with his Torah. But nis'atzei b'misasai. He was so ungesetzt. He was depressed when he saw the end of Rabbi Akiva. What did he say? Omar veli mayokru reyecho keel. He said Aramaic, because Aramaic, that's the most profound lashon, the most beautiful lashon when you're reciting a kinna. And that's what Adam Arishan was saying. He was saying a kinna, al misasa shel Adam Arishan, and that's why he threw in Aramaic, because the Aramaic language is the nicest language when it comes to a kinna, v'divrei pi chacham chem. That was a beautiful pshat that the Birchas Aaron says. That's the first story.